This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. This is a live radio show. Unless, of course, you're listening to a tape delay, in which case it's not live. But it was taped before a live listening audience sometime in the past.
Right.
I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper.
So,
JJ?
So blindfolded archery is a thing. Blindfolded archery. And maybe you're thinking right now, that's not for me. Well, you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, my.
You don't know what you're missing.
You don't know, I'm there. I got it.
We all got it.
I'm getting all the bad ones out of the way before tomorrow night.
What you're missing. All right. All right. We've already repeated our question.
Yeah.
Right, before the break. So we can get back to the phones. We'll be here for another 24 minutes or so on Trivia Friday. Also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is in session. Go ahead, Ed.
I'm a real boy.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Evelyn is on the line. Evelyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for taking my call. This
Evelyn.
Is the second time I've gotten in.
Evelyn, I think you're the first lady we've had on the show today.
Really?
I think
we had another lady.
We did?
Yep.
Okay. I was wrong.
Come on, you can say it, Ed.
I was wrong. All right.
Hope Diane's listening.
Evelyn, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The five senses.
There you go.
Okay, Evelyn. By the way, where do you live in Mississippi?
Right almost in between Tallahatchie and Brandon.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Good area.
Yep. All right. So, the question is, what are humans' five senses? Evelyn, go ahead.
Touch. Sight, hearing, smell, and taste.
You got
there
it.
There you go.
You got it, Evelyn. Absolutely. How long did it take you to come up with that? You just remember that?
I remembered it. When you asked the question, I mulled it over in my mind. I couldn't remember touch. But
another way to remember it is, of course, I mean, remembering all five, but then, you know, the old saying that everybody uses that talking about somebody, well, he just has a sixth sense something like
right.
that. So,
right.
So five.
No, there's five.
Five senses. Sight, smell, touch, hearing, and taste. Evelyn got it right. Evelyn, what is your question for us?
Well, mine's not fair because I'm a lot older than any of y'all, but I've got a.
This ain't about a joke your daddy used to tell, is it? Because we ain't going to be able to get it. I can tell you ahead of time.
No, it's about the hit parade.
Hit parade. Tim will get this. You go ahead.
Yeah, he's not old enough.
Yes, he is, too. He's older than he sounds on the radio.
Way back in the early 50s, there was a brand new singer that came on the scene, and his first two records made by the time he finished the two, all four sides were on 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
What was his name?
Okay.
Guys, among ourselves, you got Fats Domino, you got Chuck Berry, you got,
she's saying early 50s.
Well, you know, I think
this
even.
He's a young singer.
I'll tell you
this
who was
a young singer, and he came on the scene, and he made all four his first sides on the top 10.
I'll tell you,
Evelyn, don't say anything because we're about to talk amongst ourselves with a bunch of names. So you just
look at this.
We remain silent. You have the right to. Okay.
Hey, the guy who was squeaky clean and drank milk,
Pat Boone. Pat Boone.
It could have been Pat Boone. He actually was a teen heartthrob singing phenom in the '50s. I don't know about all those.
I may go with that.
1, 2, 3, and 4, but he was
Real popular.
He was real popular.
Well, Elvis.
This one, after just a few records, he faded and nobody heard from him again.
Oh, but, so it can't be bad.
Okay.
When he first came on the scene, he hit all four sides.
So, all right.
So he wasn't a one-hit wonder. Let me ask you this. Tell me what year. Is this 52, 53?
I'm not sure. Around 52 or 53. I'm not sure.
Give me one song.
Cry.
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 Oh, is that Orbison?
No, he had a bunch of hits.
Anyway,
we don't know.
What about Buddy Holly, one of those guys?
Fade away. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Good. Tell us, Evelyn. I think you stumped us.
Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray. Never heard of him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Cry and Little White Crowd that cried, and then Please, Mr. Sun. And I forgot what the other side of it was, but they were all four hits.
Yes, crazy to have that many hits and then
the
just
four
fade.
Lads backed him up.
Who did?
The Four Lads.
The four lads.
Johnny Ray and the Four Lads.
Yeah.
Pretty cool name.
That
though.
Is pretty. You gotta,
yeah.
You gotta
say that. All right. Did you stop
this? Evelyn.
Thanks, Evelyn. You know, you have to wonder how you'd get off to that great of a start, come out of the gate and just be killing it, and then just
drift off.
That's
different than being a
sunset.
One-hit wonder where you just have one song. That's at least understandable.
But enough about Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's go back to Johnny Ray.
Oh, man.
All right, next up.
All right, we go back to Mississippi.
Oh, that hurts Mikey breaking heart to think about this guy having that many hits and then.
Well, we're just getting completely contiguous here. I'm just going to say. All right, we go to Mississippi, and Selver is on the line. Selver, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much. Grace and peace to you all.
Thank you.
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Selver, that's a unique name. Is that a nickname, or is that true?
Actually, I grew up in Germany and as a military brat, and I didn't realize my name was a German word, Selver. It's like one self, do it yourself, and I'm very much like that.
Okay. Great. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Which one you feel good about?
Okay, I really wanted to do the one about Jerry Lee Lewis, but I think it's already been answered.
Well, we're going to actually, JJ's going to save that
for next week. You know what? I'll go ahead and just throw it out there for you right now. Who was Jerry Lee Lewis's two famous cousins? They were all three musical and famous.
Well, one of them, of course, was that famous evangelist that I listened to every Sunday before going to church, which was Jimmy Swaggart.
Yes. Jimmy Swaggart was his cousin.
And another one was Mickey Gilly.
That's right. All three.
Wow.
Mickey Gilly, Jimmy Swagger, Jerry Lee Lewis were all three close in age, and they all grew up in church learning how to play the piano and singing.
In Louisiana, because I was born in Louisiana.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Good. What way to go.
Yeah.
Well, what's your question for us?
Well, my question, I couldn't answer that when I was going to go to Timothy, of course, you know.
Yes.
The mother of.
Well, don't say that, because we still have that for the next person.
I'm not going to.
All right.
But Paul gave Timothy, he talked about Timothy being endowed with so many gifts and because of his great faith. And we know that God gives every one of us a gift. We just have to seek him and find out what that gift is and then to use that gift. So he was telling Timothy that your great faith and God has given you this gift and we don't do that enough in the churches, pastors. There's a gift that he gives us through your faith, and the pastor can do this. God is doing it, but the pastor can use this to bring about a lot of healing. What is that gift?
The verse you're referring to is the laying on of hands, and he goes on and says to fan that gift, that little ember. But, yeah, through the laying on of hands to transfer and confirm those gifts.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and the sixth verse. You know, we need to really get into the Bible. We can, oh, my God, you can just learn, not only learn so much, but you can just live a fruitful, abundant life.
Amen. Amen, sister.
Amen.
You know, I agree with her. There's so many things like in James, the laying on of hands, the anointing with oil, a whole lot of things that maybe people think, oh, that's a little too spooky or a little whatever. That's biblical. And
yep.
If you want to live your life biblically, there are all kind of things there that we fasting, so many things that we've kind of neglect these days.
All right. Thank you, Silver.
Good word. Excellent word. Thank
Next
you for
on
that.
To Mary in Ohio.
This is a best of edition of Trivia Friday, which means you'll love the show, but no phone calls today.
Mary in Ohio. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Good to hear all you professors.
Yoel. Good to have students like yourself, Mary, who call in and are interested in learning.
And that's right.
Dispensing knowledge unto others. What's your hometown there?
I live in Centerburg, the geographical center of Ohio.
Oh,
Centerburg,
yes.
It's a little village, and we have a little stone monument stating where the exact center is.
Awesome. That's good.
That's great. Well, Mary, thanks for calling. We are ready for you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to try to do both. Ed's Sahara Quest. Sahara Desert question.
Okay, Mary, here's the question. The Sahara Desert in northern Africa is roughly the same size as the contiguous U.S. Is that true or false?
I believe that is true.
It is true.
Wow.
It is true. That's how big Sahara, and that's how big Africa is. Way to go, Mary. Did you have to look that up, or did you just kind of give an educated guess? Or
I think I heard that recently from someplace. I don't know. Maybe. Huh. Show.
And who among us haven't woke up contiguous? You know, you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed and your spouse says, you seem like you're contiguous this morning. Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
That's right. Didn't have a good night's sleep.
Good cup of coffee. It'll get you past that towards a fruitful day.
Yeah.
Good job, Mary. What's your question for us?
In honor of veterans, I have a military question.
Wonderful.
When my husband was in the third grade in elementary school, the year 1944, the children were given bags to take home and collect a particular item and put it in the bag and bring it back to school. So the two-part question is, what were they to collect and bring back to school? And how was it used for America's fighting men?
Now, I think I can offer something for this. Nylons were collected.
Ooh.
But then they also had a scrap metal drive and a rubber drive. But I'm going to go with nylons. Because
that would make more sense with the bag, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know. It might have been for parachutes and things. But you guys okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good
nylon.
With that.
How about it, Mary? How'd we do?
That isn't correct.
Not correct?
They were asked to collect the pods from milkweed. And these pods, the silky material inside the pods was used in life jackets. It was to replace the kapok that was normally used in the life jacket. And kapok was from a tropical tree, and so I think that perhaps maybe they couldn't get that material during the war. So the Uncle Sam asked for 1,500,000 pounds of this floss from the milkweed pods. You kind of think about it, as I recall, like a dandelion. You know, the fluffy stuff with the seed on it?
Yeah.
Only the milkweed pod was much greater, had more the fluff and a bigger seed in it.
That is very interesting. That's you remember hearing about them collecting nylons, right?
Oh, yes, I do. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
I know they did.
Right.
I
remember hearing that and seeing that in history. Hey, that's so interesting.
Well,
and we call it Trivia Friday. You really gave us some great trivia.
No, I haven't seen them.
I don't mean this as a criticism, but this explains why my mom could never throw anything away.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, there's something to that.
I'm kidding. I'm jesting a little bit here. But people from and like Mary, what are you? You're from, you said you grew up when? How old are you, Mary? Husband, I'll just go straight out and ask
she,
you.
You don't do
how
that,
How old
Tim.
Are you, Mary?
Well, my husband and I celebrated 65 years of marriage in the middle of October.
Okay. Congratulations.
Wow.
Okay,
thank you.
But what I'm saying is the people from the World War II generation, be they children or adults, because of the kind of the things Mary's talking about.
Right.
And they had been through the Great Depression.
That's right.
Of them,
right. Their parents went through the
Great Depression. So I'm saying a lot of people were poor and didn't have anything, but they didn't throw anything away, and they were very resourceful.
Yes.
So
sure.
Yeah. So unlike a lot of folks today,
we're in a throwaway generation.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that as a criticism. I'm just saying that's just the way they were brought up, and so it makes it harder to throw stuff away.
Exactly.
Right. It sure does. I understand that. Now, Tim, can I also try to answer your theme song question?
You sure may. Let me play the theme song real quickly. It won't take but a minute, and then you answer it, Mary, and then I'm going to send you this AFR travel mug because I got confidence.
Hello?
Okay, Mary, what's the theme song?
Was that Mary Tyler Moore?
Oh, you... Hey, Mary, I'm going to give
you...
You're
so close.
I'm feeling generous, and I appreciate your the Greatest Generation, right? So I'm gonna play that again. Would you get it if I played it again? Listen to the voice, Mary.
Who answers?
I listen to the voice real carefully, and I think you'll get it, okay? It's not Mary Tyler Moore show. Go ahead and play it again.
Hello?
Okay, Mary, I'm going to give you one more shot. What is that?
Whose voice was that?
Is it Dick Van Dyke?
Another good try.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll just have to move on. But thank you, Mary, for your great insights and about being thrifty. And
you know what, though? Thank you, Mary.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. But a lot of those theme songs from this decade, that era, do have a lot of the similarities.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Probably some of the same writers and everything.
But the voice you heard right there,
is a hint.
He is the star of the show.
Oh, right? You've really given somebody a hint with just about 10 minutes left.
By the way, I haven't seen milkweed since I grew up in New England. Do they have milkweed down here?
They voted on that across the country.
It's a different type of weed.
Yeah, but it was on some amendments in a lot of local
What Mary was talking about, the milkweed, and it would burst open in the spring and all that stuff.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a pod.
Is it like a cottonwood?
See, it seems
it's similar. It's the stuff that comes out is similar to
the dandelion.
Like a cottonwood tree.
But cottonwood's a tree. Milkweed is a little plant.
The stuff floats off the plant like a dandelion.
Yeah.
Okay. I've planted a lot of kudzu, so if they ever find out what it will help, I'm going to be way ahead of y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't going to need no, turtle wax stock. I'm going to be ready with my kudzu. Hey, I lived with my grandmother for 3 years, and she talked about third or fourth grade that they stopped doing all their work and they started doing things for the war effort. And I said, but you continued to have tests. No, every day we just started gathering all this.
Talking about WW2?
Yeah, scrap metal drive, this and that. And she said, we were at war. It was a world war.
Yep.
And it was all hands on deck. And so I thought, that's fascinating, to hear somebody say that's what they actually did the entire time they were in the third or fourth grade.
Yeah. I remember one night I had a visit with my great-great-grandpa who went through Civil War, and the stories he would share. I can't even go into it. Another time, I'll share some of the stories.
He is a fighter pilot.
My great
in
great
Civil War was
my great 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 grandpa told me.
Yeah, wasn't a fighter pilot? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He may have done that, but he'd have been 80 when he, but that's what Putin's doing over there. He's recruiting 80 and 90 year olds.
Yes, that's right.
Am I right?
That's right.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're going to go back to Texas, and Kevin is on the line. Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday. Kevin,
hello,
you there?
Fellas, y'all fired up? Y'all fired up today, aren't you?
Yes, we are, yes, Kevin. Sir. It's getting deep where we are.
Hey, Kevin.
Good.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both today.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I'm going to do the Oakland, the football question.
All right, Kevin, Oakland. What NFL quarterback for the Oakland Raiders was nicknamed the Snake?
Kenny Stabler.
Yep. Kenny Stabler. That's
nicely
right.
Nicely done,
that's
buddy.
Right.
What number did he wear, Kevin?
I don't know, man. He's like some of these other quarterbacks. He kind of hung on too long, okay? You know?
He was number 12, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he played he played for the he was an Alabama a graduate. I mean, and then he went on to play for the Oakland Raiders. He played for John Madden, the legendary coach. They won a couple Super Bowls, I think. Some anyway.
I'm not a football. Yeah. I'm not a football person. I'm Texas A&M football fan, and Texas. I graduated two children from Texas A&M. That's my big accomplishment.
Gotcha.
So
by the fact that you got through paying for it, that's your biggest accomplishment.
That's the main thing. Hey. I got some good stuff for y'all this morning, though, man. I got the Daily Double for you, okay?
We're ready.
When you're ready.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's a song question, and I'm going to sing it for you. And we want to know who wrote it and recorded it, okay? And I'm going to karaoke it for you.
Here,
ready?
Here we go.
I ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Elvis sang it.
Give us another line. I'm almost there.
Y'all been singing all morning, okay? Yeah. And I thought mine would fit right in.
It did.
Y'all
it did. Yeah, Elvis sang it, but did Carl Perkins maybe write it? Who wrote it?
I don't know.
Okay, here's the answer. It's Big Mama Thornton. Yeah. She wrote it and recorded it, and then Elvis covered it.
Really? That's a good trivia
that
right
was a
there.
I didn't know that was a cover song. Of course, Elvis made it famous, but you're talking about Big Mama who?
Thornton. Yeah, y'all can verify that but, with that Google thing, you know.
That's good. It's true.
I don't know if you want to be Googling Big Mama
Thornton. I got one more about
especially where we work. But anyway.
Hey, okay. What else Kevin?
Go ahead.
We got.
Sir?
Go ahead. What
turtle
else?
Wax, okay? The turtle wax deal. Okay, yeah. So the chicken crossed. Why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? Why did the turtle cross the road?
To show the possum that it can be done.
To get to the shell station.
Oh, good.
That's a good one, Kevin.
Hey, yeah. Kevin, we got to let you go because we're right against the end of
Thanks,
the program.
Man.
Thank you, Kevin.
Some good singing there, too. All right, the only question I have left is what candy uses the slogan, Get the Sensation? You guys know?
I don't know. I don't think I've
York
heard that.
Peppermint Patty.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I'm done. Five questions.
So who was Timothy's mother and grandmother?
Was it Eunice and Lois?
That's Lois? It. Lois was his grandmother, and Eunice was his mom. And no fish can blink.
I think that's true.
It is true. And then who was Mr. November?
I don't know.
Derek Jeter.
All right.
The chain of retail chain with the most stores.
Is it like Subway? Is it a restaurant?
No, that's not a food.
McDonald's? Food. Oh.
Dollar General.
Wow, that's right.
Wow, they came back.
Taking over.
Dollar General has 17,348 stores.
And there's four of them are right near my house.
My house is between two of them.
Yes. Everybody's house is.
Yeah, right. So the mozzarella cheese.
That's a water buffalo.
Exactly. Yeah. Ed, good job. Oh, the cheese of mozzarella cheese is made traditionally from the milk of water buffalo. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.